Zimbabwe moves to end its isolation. Hindu extremists in India attack a well-drilling missionary, and a ministry plans to give the Kentucky Derby a run. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Although Zimbabwe's unity government has launched an ambitious 100-day reform program, a cholera outbreak and mass starvation threatens to derail it. But Global Aid Network's Charles Detter says,
"We have contacts at the highest level of government with the new prime minister, and through those relationships, we're able to ensure that the aid is reaching its intended destination."
Partnerships make ministry possible.
Feed My Starving Children connected Global Aid Network with Willow Creek Community Church in the Chicago area. And this church is bringing together their membership to pack up 4 million meals.
Detter urges prayer for open doors.
When people are facing survival for hunger and thirst, that gives our ministry and our local partners a chance to reach out with the grace of the Lord. Through their efforts, through showings of the Jesus film, many people are coming to Christ.
Next, Eritrea could soon receive millions of dollars in aid money from the European Commission despite ongoing persecution of Christians. Open Doors USA and concerned organizations recently wrote a letter asking the EC to ensure that aid money reaches suffering citizens and not just the government. As of late 2008, nearly 3,000 people have been arrested and detained without trial. Three Christians have also been martyred. Pray that prisoners would know that they're not forgotten. You're listening to Mission Network News. A mob of anti-Christian extremists tried to murder a Gospel for Asia-supported missionary working at a Jesus Well drilling site in Jharkhand State. Anti-conversion laws are enforced there. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says the trouble started when
this group of people said, "Yeah, you guys are drilling this well because you want to use this to convert people to Christianity."
Yohannan says the setback is disappointing.
"Through prayer and hard work, we saw breakthroughs. And I'm told now that since they had abandoned this particular project, they will keep praying and hoping that God will do a miracle, that they'll be able to go back and do this, because this is going to help so many people."
Keep praying. Yohannan says trouble will continue, but not for just religious reasons.
"The truth of the matter is that these persecutions are happening. I don't think it has anything to do with conversion. The real issue is it is power struggle."
Meanwhile, the Kentucky Derby draws thousands of horse racing fans each year. Even the Queen of England, Bill Adams with Sports Fan Outreach, sees many different responses when telling Derby fans about Christ.
"Some people are very inquisitive, some are mocking, everything in between."
For some, the Derby is more of an excuse to party than a sporting event. Adams says the outreach team could use your prayers as they share Christ with mixed crowds.
"First couple of hours are pretty easy, but by 10 o'clock, the drinking sets in and the idolatry of it, to use biblical language, sets in. It gets to be a very hard time."
Derby weekend starts May 1st at Churchill Downs in Lexington, Kentucky. Ministry will occur Friday and Saturday on a main intersection outside the track.
"Pray for our sanctification before we get there, so to speak, so we're ready, and that, you know, God would open the ears and the eyes of people to hear what we're saying."
If you live in the Lexington area, visit our website to find out how you can be involved. And in the Central African Republic, one man visited the Evangelical Free Church Alliance Hospital after fracturing his leg. He gave his life to Christ after watching the Jesus film and now shows the film to people in his village. He also uses Reach Global materials to share Christ with family members. Reach Africa was developed in 2007 to equip indigenous missionaries like this man. Over 1,000 unreached people groups remain in Africa. You can help by asking God to give this man courage to share his faith. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two to the Dominican Republic. Through this life-changing experience, you'll see how Kids Alive is rescuing orphaned and abandoned children. For additional information and to register to win the Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.